It was International Women's Day on Saturday, and all I can think about is the mundane and extraordinary things my mother had to do for many, many Mondays. She'd wake early, light the fire, air school uniforms, plug in the kettle, stir up some porridge and brew a pot of tea. She'd say it was a good day if she got a strong cup of tea before the bedlam of her 9 kids kicked off. Before she married, my mother was a seamstress. She used to make a lot of our clothes. I recall her and Auntie Maureen bent over a sewing machine and making my first communion frock. Ma threaded the bobbin with a sleight of hand, then leaned into the machine. Her swift fingers fed the material under a hammering needle and foot. She described the work as she went along. French seam, a double security for a tomboy like me. Appliqué of ribbon on cuffs to protect lacy sleeves. A white feather trim, like a dove, warm at my neck. My mother's singer sits, disused, in the corner of my parents' bedroom. She laughs every time I threaten to take it and learn how to sew. Still and all, I am my mother's daughter, and I have laid out our children's clothes this Monday morning. Thermal vests and woolen jumpers will keep them warm in class. Gore-Tex trousers and fleece-lined raincoats will protect them from the possibility of wind and rain. It's not just mothers who make ordinary, mundane Monday activities happen. Mother figures, fathers, big sisters or little brothers help out too. But International Women's Day made me think. It's the mothers of the world who lead the charge in the race for equality. This Monday morning, they're making breakfast, setting out school uniforms and packing lunch boxes. Ordinary, mundane Monday, made bearable by extraordinary acts of love.